USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is going to continue his campaign for presidency. The Democrat, speaking in Burlington, Vermont, says he's winning the debate of ideas and mobilizing young people, but acknowledges he's losing the race over electability.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for bipartisan cooperation as Congress tries to respond to the coronavirus outbreak.
Congress has already provided billions in new funding to federal, state, and local health leaders. I hope we can bring the same bipartisan energy to any steps that prove necessary to support our strong U.S. economy.
And the Dow is continuing its downward slide, down over 1,000 points today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
Churches in one state are being told to close their doors until the coronavirus subsides. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear urging churches across his state to cancel all services and other activities because of the coronavirus. He's asking them to do it for at least a week. The Democrat calling on everyone in his state to avoid large gatherings so as to limit the spread of the virus. Beshear is closing state prisons to visitors and asking businesses to encourage their workers to work from home whenever possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chicago is the latest city to cancel its St. Patrick's Day parade because of the coronavirus threat. It was scheduled for Saturday, but the parade's website announced the cancellation. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot added the city will not be dyeing the river green for St. Patrick's Day this year. The mayor also says the city will try to reschedule the parade for a later date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt has made a career of writing what she knows, from teaching about a healthy body image to grappling with entering the real world after graduating college. Her latest book is titled The Gift of Forgiveness, inspiring stories from those who have overcome the unforgivable. She joins Fox News and talks about some of the keys she learned from writing the book regarding forgiveness.
Well, the biggest common denominator throughout all of the interviews in this book is really that forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. It's not about another person. And I think that's something that we grow up thinking, or at least I did, is that you have to wait for someone to ask for forgiveness in order to start your journey. And the reality is that it's about you taking your power back and you wanting to decide that while you may have experienced hurt and pain and trauma in your life, you don't want that to be a part of your life moving forward. So it's really, at the end of the day, a gift that you give yourself. Well, it's something actually that interestingly came up a lot, and we have a Facebook group called Forgiveness Ambassadors, and it's a big topic of conversation is family breakups and dynamics that are requiring forgiveness but that are very complicated and that take a lot of time. And another thing is that there's no time limit on forgiveness. There's no right or wrong way to forgive. There's only your way. And so I think that that's an encouraging part of forgiveness, is that some people in this book have taken 30 years to practice forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Others continue to struggle with it. Some have been able to practice it in a moment. And so I think people will be able to relate to the different versions of forgiveness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.